Welcome everybody to Popcorn Talks Inside the Documentary. Today we're doing something slightly different. We're sitting down with the subject of a documentary that I came across about a nonprofit organization that's aiming to help veterans through a once forgotten art form, and that is pinup. Inside the Documentary starts right now.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talks Inside the Documentary.
Oh, we have lights. It's like a party in here. How's everyone doing? Oh, I kind of want to enjoy the music a little bit.
I like it.
So, welcome to Inside the Documentary. Again, like I said, I'm Julian Dujaric, and I'm joined by a very special lady. Please introduce yourself.
Yes, my name is Gina Elise.
Gina Elise, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So, you are the subject of a documentary.
Yes.
As I said, you're bringing back pinup.
Yes.
In a very fun way.
Exactly.
So, before we get into that, I wanna talk to you about your background first and how you sort of transitioned from something that was not what you're doing now. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. So basically, I led a double life for 4 years. I was a hotel manager.
Oh.
And while I was kind of involved in the hotel industry, this was like 2005, 2006, there was a lot of stories coming out in the news about these veterans coming back, or troops coming back from Iraq needing medical care. And sometimes things in life just strike a chord with you. And I felt that I needed to do something to help out, to support our troops and to support our veterans. And I thought, what could I do? And I've always been a big fan of World War II nose art. You know, they used to paint these beautiful women on the sides of planes during World War II to kind of boost the morale of the troops, remind them of what they were fighting for. And so I thought I would take my love of that form of art and create a fundraising pinup calendar that we could in turn use to raise money to support our troops and veterans through various ways. So started this back in 2006, came up with the idea, and our first Pinups for Vets calendar came out in 2007.
And we have one of those calendars right here, which I'm going to get you to sign later.
Yes.
This really, I love it. I really do, because it's really it's modern, it's classy, it's like a modern take on pinup.
Yeah.
That I take is intentional, and but what kind of goes into these shoots? It seems really elaborate. There's hair, there's makeup. There's a lot going on.
It's honestly like making a film every year.
Yeah.
We do from cast. We usually start casting in the spring. Casting, outfitting all of the models, location scouting to the actual shooting to post production with the design. There's so much work that goes into creating the calendar every year, and I'm a bit of a perfectionist myself, so I have very high standards for the quality of it. And so this is our 11th annual Pinups for Vets calendar. And so we're looking forward to year number 12 when we start that, hopefully in the spring, not too far off.
Well, before we get into that, I just want to know, what was the transition like for you going from the hospitality industry to now doing this type of art?
Totally two different worlds, Julian. Mm-hmm. I basically worked in corporate America, and I would wear business suits every day to work. I actually never told anybody while I was at the hotel.
It was a secret?
It was a secret. It was a big secret for 4 years. I just, I was one of the youngest people on my sales team. I wasn't sure how they would see me if I told them that I was a pinup on the side. And so I kept my two lives very different, very separate for 4 years. And so after 4 years, the organization started growing. I actually did not intend to do this for a decade. I only thought that I was going to do this for a year, see how much we could raise and donate. The very first year in 2007, the calendar raised $5,000, and we donated that to a local veterans hospital here in California. And I thought that that was going to be it. And sort of towards the middle of that year, our initial supporters started asking me, well, when's the 2008 calendar coming out? And so I said, okay, maybe we can do another one. And we did a 2008 calendar. We ended up raising and donating $15,000 the next year. And at that time, then I started giving people the option when they go on the website, which is pinupsforvets.com, they could buy a calendar for themselves, or they could buy one that we could deliver into veterans hospitals. So at that time, we started a tour where we would actually dress as pinups and deliver the calendars at the bedside of hospitalized veterans. And so that kicked off our 50-state VA and military hospital tour. So back to your question, basically about 4 years in, I ended up resigning from my job in the hospitality industry to do this full time.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
That's amazing. And what's even more amazing is the reception was great right from the get.
It was.
Yeah? That's because that's scary, right? Yeah. You're essentially changing careers.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, we had really strong support from the military community right off the bat. A lot of the initial, you know, support was from military bloggers. They call them mil bloggers. Nice. So they really helped me to get the project, you know, off the ground and spread it around. And so, yeah, since then we've been covered by so many different media outlets and, you know, every bit helps to help us spread the word about what we do.
How much have you raised so far?
So we do many different things for the military community. So as far as what we've donated to hospitals, it's $56,000. So, and that's brand new rehab equipment to VA and military hospitals nationwide. Wow. We have multiple other initiatives. Like I mentioned, we are on the 50-state hospital tour where we have visited with over 10,000 veterans.
Tell us a little bit about that. I'm interested in hearing about it.
Yeah. So the tour is definitely, I would say it's what we're known for, even though we do so many things for the military community. It's kind of the most visible thing where I'm always on social media, you know, talking, hey, I'm here and I'm in this state. So basically, you know, as I was saying, people go on the website and they can purchase the calendar for us to deliver into a hospital. So we started, you know, visiting VA and military hospitals nationwide, and we're visiting with veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan all the way up to World War II being treated in these hospitals. And oftentimes the veterans start to cry because there's so, you know, a lot of times they don't have visitors and they didn't many times get that appreciation. And so just us being in the room, handing them a gift of appreciation, talking to them for a little bit, it honestly means the world to them. I've just had some incredible stories. One of the, I would say, most defining moments of the organization was, you know, when I go in the room, I'll take the calendar and ask the veteran, like, what branch were you in, just to kind of engage them and get their mind off the fact that they're in the hospital. So I was speaking to this veteran. He was answering all my questions very quietly, but he was answering them. I leave the room, and the nursing staff rushed up to me to tell me that that veteran had suffered a traumatic brain injury, and that was the first time he spoke in a month. And so you never know. Yeah. So you never know the impact that you have when you're just there for somebody. I think sometimes people think that they have to do so much in order to give back. But honestly, your time just being there in person can make a world of difference. And I mean, I have multiple stories of things, you know, that have happened during our hospital visits like that.
That's incredible. What? How did you react to it?
I was shocked because, so we visit a lot of veterans that, you know, are nonverbal from some injuries, but I still talk to them because I feel like you don't know how much they are actually understanding. So it doesn't matter if they're not talking to me, I will still speak to them and I'll go through the calendar. And a lot of time, you know, you could see like a little bit of reaction on their faces sometimes. Sometimes you can't, but it doesn't matter. I will still, you know, talk about the calendar and the special things about it. And it just makes you feel like you're making an impact in people's lives and making the world a little bit better. So we always need more joy and more happiness in the world. And that's what I like to think that we're bringing.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
One of the things that really struck me about the calendars is what a special thing is the pinups are special.
Yes.
Can you elaborate on that?
So back in the day when I first started the organization, I was the only model. Honestly, it's just because it was easier. I didn't think that we were going to do this for many years. And as the organization has grown, now we cast female veterans as the models. So in this year's calendar, oh, and male veterans as well. So this year's calendar has 24 veterans, 20 female veterans, and 4 male veterans. So it's a really, really unique a unique piece because of that.
That's
and
awesome.
The women, you know, they're coming from a male-dominated service, and they often claim that, you know, becoming a pinup helps them reclaim their femininity a bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that a I guess, a consistent theme? Is that what you're hearing?
It really is. Yeah. The women that I work with have formed this incredible bond. They're giving back together. They're getting to, you know, be glamorous and girly. And it's just something that I didn't expect, that element of it, but they gained so much out of volunteering. The thing about our military is that they all come together for a common cause. And when they get out, a lot of veterans are seeking that purpose again, that sense of purpose. And so a lot of our volunteers just claim that it gives them that fulfillment again. They're serving after service.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Like, when we met, it was a unique circumstance. We can say we were partying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I stayed true to my word because I was just so, your energy is just awesome. Like, it just, Thank the way you. You talk about it, you can tell it's a passion of yours. And it's great to see that.
Thank you so much.
For sure.
It is a huge passion. I just feel like, they say sometimes when you give back, like, you get this giver's glow.
Yeah.
So I can see that with my volunteers for sure. It just, it gives you a sense of satisfaction and fulfillment to know that, you know, we're making an impact in the world and, you know, in some way. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So the element that I also wanted to touch upon was the military wife makeover.
Yes.
You do something really special
yes.
in that regard,
so, correct? Yes. So yeah. Another one of our initiatives is we do makeovers for both military wives and female veterans. Our most recent makeover, we selected a Marine wife. She's the wife of a Purple Heart Marine veteran. He was injured on his deployments, and now she's his full-time caretaker. And so I met her at an event a number of months ago, and she was always on my mind. I wanted to do something special for her. So I called her up and said, "Hey, Melissa, really want to make you into a pinup, pamper you for a day." She almost started crying because she had never done anything like that before. And you know, there's little clips of it on our Facebook page, kind of the reveal. We didn't let her see when she was getting made over, and she looked in the mirror afterwards and she started crying. She couldn't believe it. And so it really just allowed her to, I don't know, just step away for a day and have a day for herself. Yeah. She gets to become a beautiful 1940s bombshell, and she gets the pictures afterwards as a souvenir. And so it's just gave her a little boost of confidence there. So we do that with both military wives and female veterans.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
I'm like gushing over this. This is incredible. It's just because it's so selfless. Like, it's just you just doing it from your heart, and it's just nice to see.
Thank you so much. I feel like, you know, you have to find a cause that you're passionate yeah. about, and this cause just really, like I said, it struck a chord with me, and I feel that I get to use my own skills. My background is in, you know, theater and dance, and so that kind of creative, the arts. Mm-hmm. And so I get to, you know, kind of use my skills to, you know, for a greater purpose.
Yeah. So let's talk a bit about hair and makeup.
Yes, yes. Let's do it.
How long does it take to get ready?
Just come out and ask, Julian.
Like, it's yeah. very elaborate. I mean, even down to the dress, yes. and everything.
Yes, I am very detail oriented.
Yeah, you're very detailed oriented.
Yeah.
And it looks great.
Thank you. So we try, you know, to be authentic and pay tribute to the pinups of the 1940s. Yeah. I'm a big fan of like Betty Grable, Rita Hayworth. These are yeah. the icons that the troops used to kind of pin up in their, you know. And so it takes me, I guess, around 2 hours.
2 hours.
But I kind of break it up because I do part of it at night because I pin curl my hair.
Okay.
And that is a whole thing in itself where you're literally taking each piece with a curling iron yeah. and you pin it to your head and you sleep on it and then you take it out and it kind of looks like this. You brush it out and makes these finger waves. So
you didn't just wake up like that?
I didn't just wake up like this. No, I can definitely say I didn't. And then, you know, regarding the makeup, there's a few essentials. The red lips, the cat eye liner, mm-hmm. which there's a lot of tutorials on YouTube that I've looked at for hair and makeup that, you know, if someone's interested in getting into that scene or wants to do
their own... I might be.
Hey, no, and they'll want to do their own pinup photo shoot. There's actually a series where a photographer put men in pinup poses.
Really?
Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I'd love to see it.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyone that's interested can just, you know, on YouTube, there's a lot of tutorials out yeah. there.
That'd be cool to see, like, a really buff guy and, like, all of his hair and makeup. Well, it would be, like, funny.
I mean, with posing, there's really specific poses. Yeah. You know, it's not, if you open a magazine today, the poses that the models are doing are nothing like how they used to pose. So it's really, really stylized, you know? There's these poses, like, kind of, I like to say pinup is the crossroads of sweet meat sexy. So it's a mixture of those things.
Yeah.
You know, so you're trying to capture that in the picture.
Is it difficult to strike that balance? Because in the 40s and 50s, the pinups from that era were a little more revealing than the pinups in this one.
There's a whole range. So back in the 40s, there was artists that were doing both. So Alberto Vargas, he did a lot of lingerie, artwork. And you have Gil Elvgren, who did more like women that are coming from the grocery store and they're holding their bag of groceries and they drop something and they're looking like, oops, I dropped something. So there's the whole gamut of looks. But because we have to take the calendars into veterans hospitals, we stay on the more conservative end of that. And so the calendars are, you know, these beautiful dresses. Shout out to Voodoo Vixen because they provided all the clothing for this calendar.
And they're fantastic. I mean, the level of detail in these dresses is just so impressive.
Thank you.
It's so impressive. Kudos.
Thank you so much. Well, the calendars, you know, are going to be up for a month and everyone. Yeah.
And so they have to look good.
They have to look good.
So you have something special coming up. You're going to Vegas for a very special reason.
Yes. Can you tell us? Again, with the hospital tour, there's a newer VA hospital in Las Vegas, and so next week we are heading there, and we're going to be visiting with the veterans, veterans out in Vegas. It's our first visit at that VA. It'll be our 59th veteran facility. We visit with veteran hospitals, veteran homes, and military hospitals nationwide. So, it'll be our 59th facility, and I believe we've done 30 states. So my goal is to visit at least one VA or military hospital or veterans home in every state in the U.S. So we have 20 states to go.
20 states?
Yeah.
Have you been to Jersey yet?
Yes, we have.
So you've been to my state.
Yes, we have. We have been to Jersey. Yep.
Very cool. That's awesome.
East Orange.
East Orange?
Yeah.
I'm not from East Orange. I'm from North Bergen.
Okay, I don't know.
Kind of close. Not really.
Okay.
We'll just say we'll claim Jersey.
Okay, yeah. We claim Jersey.
There's so much I want to talk to you about. I really want to circle back to where the money goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's some rehab initiatives.
Yeah, I can cover our initiatives. So we have around 5 initiatives. So we donate rehab equipment to veterans and military hospitals nationwide. For an example, the hospital in Utah, we donated something called an environmental control unit. And what that is, it allows the spinal cord injury patient to have more control of their immediate environment. It could be blink activated or voice activated.
Really?
So it gives them more independence. It takes the pressure off the nurses. So we donated that piece of equipment.
Wow.
So these pieces of equipment, rehab equipment, are improving the lives of veterans every day. So we have our donations there. We also send tons of care packages overseas to deployed units. We have units emailing us probably every week asking us for the calendars as a little morale boost. We do the makeovers for the military wives and female veterans. We have our hospital tour, which is ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
And we work with homeless veteran shelters. We do
events
there. Yeah. We recently collaborated with a fellow nonprofit called Glamour Project, and we did glamorous makeovers on female veterans that were homeless and trying to get back on their feet. So yeah, we kind of cover the gamut. So we try to do it in a very creative way.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we have women from across the globe really emailing us and asking us how they can get involved. It's a fun way to give back.
Sure. Yeah, definitely. The response online, from what I gather, the little bit of research, the lot of research, I'm a professional,
yes,
that I did, it's just all positive, it seems. I mean, you have you've exploded. It's 300,000, over 300,000 followers or likes on Facebook.
Yes. Yeah, we have really great online support, and for the most part, it's been really positive. I feel like, you know, we're trying to make a positive impact in the military community and the world, and so people can see that, you know, and we're really a boots on the ground organization.
Yeah.
I'm really big about constantly posting pictures of what we're doing because I want people to know that, you know, we are walking the walk. We're not just talking the talk. We're there doing what we say we're going to do.
Is that ever, not walking the walk, but is it ever frustrating for you to, not to get too political, but is it ever frustrating for you to see sort of where the state of veterans assistance? As someone who is
who
actively
works with
trying,
that community. Yeah, I mean, sometimes it is. I feel like I do see a lot of really amazing things happening in the veteran community. There's such incredible nonprofits that are really pushing forward and making a huge impact, you know, when it comes to, you know, mental health and PTSD, you know, because that's a major issue in the veteran community
right
now.
Can you speak on that?
Yeah. I'm not sure if you've heard of this statistic, but 22 veterans a day commit suicide. That's a huge number.
Yeah.
It's an epidemic. And so, you know, there's a lot of nonprofits that are working towards better mental health benefits for veterans. And so, you know, we're trying to do, you know, our part. And yeah, so I think sometimes it can be frustrating because you hear statistics like that and you think, gosh, what else can we do to prevent these things? And, you know, I visit veterans hospitals nationwide and I see some amazing programs that are going on, you know, with drug and alcohol rehab, with traumatic brain injury. A lot of our veterans have had amputations and severe burns. And there's some amazing work that's being done with reconstruction. There's a nonprofit at UCLA right now that does like facial reconstruction pro bono for veterans called Operation Mend. And so I have a friend, Michael Schlitz, who had two arms amputated, was burned on 80% of his body. And this Operation Mend has completely done reconstruction on his face through some really interesting techniques, new techniques. And so I think, you know, I really am seeing some positive strides in that area, for sure.
So it's mostly positive.
I think it is. I think it is, yes. It's, I mean, I feel that our country realizes that we have to take care of our veterans. You know, we're sending them off to war, and we need to take care of them when they come back.
Yeah. I want you to sign this for
me. Yes, I'll sign it for you, of course.
Because I'm so excited.
So a lot of times we kiss the calendar on people's birthday.
Okay.
So when's your birthday?
December 23rd.
Oh, December 23rd.
I won't give you the year.
Okay. Kiss it on your birthday.
I love it.
So that's what we do a lot of times when we're visiting.
And that must be so great. Like, the response must be amazing.
I mean, it is. It's pretty incredible. When I, you know, a lot of times you don't have communication with the veterans that we visit after we visit. You know, we do our hospital visit and then we leave. But a couple years ago, I received a letter from a Marine veteran, and he said, Gina, you know, I don't know if you remember me, but you visited me when I was in the mental health ward of one of the hospitals. And he said, I just want to let you know that I went from being a highly regarded Marine infantryman to someone that was on a locked psychiatric ward. And your visit made me feel a little bit like a hero again. And so he's like, I just want you to know that. And so, yeah, you never know. I really encourage people to find a cause that they're passionate about and really take action and go do something to support that, because you never know. These little things can make a huge impact, and you don't have to have money to make an impact. It's really your time. I like to say that your time is, you know, this famous quote, it's not just I like to say it, but your time is the most valuable thing that you can give, because it's the one thing that you can never get back. And so even just giving your time to something can make a huge difference.
I like that.
Yeah.
So what, this is a very broad question, but what does the future hold for Pinups for Vets? What are you excited about?
Gosh.
Aside from Vegas.
I know,
happening
Vegas.
Very soon. That's exciting.
Yeah. you know, there's a lot going on right now. I would definitely like to finish the hospital tour. Okay. It took us...
How many cities did you say were left?
Well, we have 20 states to go.
20 states
to
go.
Yeah, 20 states, because we're not constantly on tour. We're, we do a state.
How does that schedule break down? Yeah. That's a lot of...
It's a lot of traveling.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, because we have a lot of of events here in California. So we can only do a hospital visit when we get sponsorship. So if there's like a business in a certain state or an individual that wants us to do something special for their local hospital, then they'll sponsor us. We'll fly out. We'll do that. We'll come back, do things here, go back out again. It's constant. So my goal is to definitely finish the hospital tour. Took us, you know, 11 years to do 30 states. So I'm hoping it'll go a little bit quicker. I'm going to be like 50 years old.
Do it over but... one, like a very, very long time from now, I'm sure.
So that's a goal. I've always, you know, I've kind of wanted to write a book because I have so many experiences. I like to call myself a pinup-preneur.
Pinup-preneur? That has got to be the I've never heard that one.
So, you know, just something, tips from the pinup-preneur, something like that. Okay. Because it just, I've had to learn so much. I mean, running a nonprofit is almost like running a business. You're doing such similar stuff in terms of PR and marketing, you know, and just getting, it's like a startup, getting it off the ground. I learned so much. I mean, my background was in the arts. I didn't go to business school, so I didn't really know much about starting something like this. And I've learned.
So you're all self-taught in
self-taught. This. Self-taught. I mean, I watch a lot of tutorials, listen to podcasts, like just listen to, you know, other people in business, in the nonprofit world. And I've learned so much about marketing, PR, startups, entrepreneurship. And so I feel like, you know, maybe I can contribute in that way if someone, you know, is interested in doing the same thing. I feel like I have a lot of tips now, you know, because of course I've had to try things and then go back and try things again. And so maybe something like a book. Perhaps a show, maybe a TV show. We'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see what's in the future. I work with such incredible women. Mm-hmm. You know, the women I work with, I mentioned, are female veterans. Some of them are active duty military that come up to volunteer. Some of them are military wives.
How does that work?
So they, you know, like I mentioned, we get a lot of emails weekly from women across the world, actually, that want to volunteer with us. It really makes me feel good because it makes me feel like, oh, you know, we're kind of making volunteering glamorous, and maybe it's appealing to people that it wouldn't have before. Because I feel like sometimes volunteering gets a stigma, like, oh, it's boring, but in this case, like, we can be glamorous and you can kind of embrace your femininity and get to dress up. I mean, who doesn't like to get dressed up all the time?
Right.
I do.
Who doesn't like to do that?
I know, right? Everyone does. It makes you feel good, right? So, yeah, we have active duty service members that, you know, volunteer with us on their off time.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, 10 years in?
10 years. And, yeah.
Yeah. And 11. So, 11 years in. And what's the team breakdown at this point? Because you're doing a lot. So, I'm assuming you have help, or are you doing all of this with a small team?
I'm so lucky. I have amazing volunteers. A lot of the women that are in the calendar are our volunteers.
Okay.
And so, you guys can check out.
Yeah.
Check that out on pinupservets.com. So, we have a huge team of volunteers. I would say around 70 volunteers locally, and then I'll take the girls with me on the visits across the United States. So I'm really lucky that we have a lot of help. So grateful for that.
Are you involved? You said you are, but I guess the real question I want to ask is for the shoots themselves, like the themes of the shoots. I guess the art direction of the shoot.
Yes, that's right.
How do you conceptualize that? Where does that come from? Is it just off the top of the dome? Is it, do you have a brainstorming session?
Yes.
Like what? Because they're very, just, sorry to interrupt.
No,
I'm just
please.
Like so excited about it. Because they're just, look at this one, for example.
That you was the gas station on Route 66.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess what's your creative process?
The concept?
Yeah.
I go through a lot of pinup artwork before we start shooting, and I, you know, get ideas from that. I say, oh, okay, we haven't done this shot, we haven't shot here. So, but I like to use like old fashioned diners and, you know, old fashioned gas stations, and we shoot with a lot of vintage aircraft. And luckily, we haven't had much of an issue getting that. We actually have people that email us that ask us, hey, do you want to shoot with our car? Do you want to shoot with their plane? They want that in the calendar.
That's amazing.
And so it definitely takes a little while to conceptualize the calendar before. This is months. The calendar probably takes about 4 months from beginning to end with the casting and location scouting. But, you know, I like to remain true to that 1940s vibe. Mm. And so it's just all research. But thank you. I appreciate the fact that you noticed that.
it's kind of hard not to notice, only because there's just these cars are not ridiculous. They're amazing.
They're amazing.
Look at this. Look at the. I can't. I don't know if we could catch it. Probably not. But check out the website. I mean, this is the amount of detail that goes into these shoots. This the dresses. Everything is just so impressive.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So impressive. We I also wanted to mention one of our calendar models is one of the biggest beauty bloggers. Her name is Dulce Candy, and she is an Army veteran.
Wow.
Right here. So she's Miss August.
Can I see that?
Yeah.
There we Hopefully. Go. Maybe the glare might not get it. But
yeah, we have some amazing women in there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So where can people find more information about this and keep up with you and all of what you're doing?
All of our social media. Yeah. So the best way is pinupsforvets.com. That's our website. And we're on Facebook. It's just facebook.com/pinupsforvets. Twitter is @pinupsforvets. Mm-hmm. And I just recently started doing Snapchat.
How do you like it?
I like it. It's fun. It's fun. Do you do it?
I used to. It's a lot to keep up with.
It is. It's so much to keep up with.
But it's fun.
Yeah. Because, you know, you get supporters from every kind of different platform. Mm-hmm. So you have to do all of them. You can't ignore one.
One last question. Is there a favorite shoot, theme, or month? Or even year? Are there any favorites that, like, any moments in this where you said, wow, this is... I love this.
This is something.
Yeah, this is something.
So we usually do a shot. We have been doing a shot each year in the month of November. It's our female and male volunteers.
One male.
And one male, yeah. So, you know, all of these amazing people have stepped up to serve our country. Yeah. All represent different branches of the military. And so that shot is really special to me.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so I just again one more time, where can everyone find you and keep up with you and
They can check us out on pinupsforvets.com or follow us on social media. It's facebook.com/pinupsforvets.
Okay. And where can they find you specifically? Or you're manning all of those things?
Yeah. I don't have a fan page for myself.
Or womaning all of those.
They could follow me, I guess, on Facebook, Gina Elise.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Gina, thank you so much for being here. This was just a joy.
Thank you so
and
much
you're
for
such
having
a delight.
Me. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for helping us to spread the word. I really appreciate it.
Of course. It's like we had this conversation after I had several drinks and I was like, I need to get you on. Cuz it's just such a great story and it's just a selfless positive thing. Like
thank you.
No agenda except for making people feel great.
Thank you. And regarding if people wanted to see more about it, All Warrior Network did a documentary.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
That's on Amazon.
Yes.
So people can watch that.
It's a great documentary. Actually, you should watch it, which is why we're here.
Yes.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Gina.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You can catch us, of course, on Popcorn Talk on Inside the Documentary. Follow me at Julian Dujarric. And thank you all for watching. Take care.
Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.